Today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We talk often with Kate Olson from Cass County Extension about different types of things involving food. It might be having to do with markets and different things like that. We're going to take a little different angle today, though. We're going to talk about food waste.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.
Just imagine sitting here at this time of the day. A lot of folks might be having breakfast or just finished up their breakfast. So how much of that did you waste today? We don't think about things like that, do we?
We don't. And it's kind of one of those things that's probably in the back of everyone's mind, but not always in the forefront. Not many households collect all that in one place for the year and then do a self-analysis at the end of the year. But we have been working with a project through ISU's Community Food Systems. It's a project that Cass County Extension and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council kind of started just getting community feedback on a few years ago. And out of that have come a lot of different things. Obviously, out of that has come a lot of the farm-to-school work that we're doing in Cass County. We've also had some work come out of that we're doing with local community gardens. So some of that stuff's been on the news with stuff that's going on at Park and Rec, planning community gardens and community gardens for food insecurity popping up in other communities around Cass County. One of the other priorities that was identified through that process is this, food waste. What is happening to the extra food that is in our county? Where is that going? Obviously, the landfill has been in the news lately. Our food waste team actually went out and toured the landfill late last year just to kind of get an idea of what they do with their waste and how that impacts what comes across their scales. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? It's kind of a mixed blessing. The tonnage might be good. The impact on having all that decomposing in our landfills may be not so good. So lots and lots of things going on with food waste. What we're trying to do now is get a feel for what is happening in Cass County related to managing the food waste, and or get a feel for if there are organizations that are interested in making an impact in how they manage their food waste. We are starting with organizations just because that's where the volume is at. We realize that there's probably a lot of folks individually who are doing things like composting and meal planning and all those things that you can do to manage the amount of food waste that comes in and out of your own personal home. What we're trying to do is get a sense for the businesses and organizations across the county that have food for one reason or another. Maybe they sell food. Maybe they serve food. Maybe they just cater in food from other locations. So whether it's raw food that is extra or that prepared food that is extra, where is that being generated and what is happening to the extras once it's no longer shelf stable or the conference is done and the catering is just sitting there, you know? So that's kind of what we are hoping to do. We do have a survey available now, but we're just asking local businesses to take a few minutes, businesses or organizations, just take a few minutes and fill it out. Let us know who you are, what your organization is, what your thoughts on food waste are. Your thoughts may be, gee, I never really thought about it. your thoughts may be, well, due to regulations, once food hits XYZ point, we can't do anything with it. And your thoughts may be, well, we always kind of wondered if that was still usable, but we didn't really know where to look for the answers. And we know that we do have some organizations in the county that are already capturing some of that wasted food and getting it, not wasted food, but some of that extra food and getting it to a secondary home where it can continue to be useful. One of the ways that we look at this and the phrase that we always kind of talk about is getting food to its highest purpose. So obviously everybody has food on hand primarily to eat or consume, right? So maybe the higher purpose for that food could be going to someone else who could eat it, consume it, use it for their own personal nutrition. Maybe that's not possible. Another higher purpose for that could be we have livestock here in Cass County? Is that something that could be maybe composted down or collected somewhere and, you know, fed to animals? Maybe another higher purpose is it just gets composted in the backyard and you put it in your garden. So lots of different opportunities for things to happen, you know, and maybe there is no other option than sending it to the landfill, but we want people to at least think about the possibility that there may be a stop between, you know, your plate or your store or your shelf and the landfill.
It's a particular problem, it seems like, here in the United States, just because we have such access to such an abundance and a variety of foods. Everything's big here. We have giant refrigerators. We have big pantries. We have lots of cupboard space to store. If you travel overseas and you look at some of the homes, some of the places they have there, a lot of places in the kitchen, there aren't hardly any cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerators are tiny. You know, a lot of folks will buy what they need to prepare their dinner that night on their way home from work. So there's less spoilage.
Yeah.
It's just, in some cases with us, it's just because it's so readily accessible to us.
Yeah.
And spoilage isn't just what we don't eat and, you know, throw off the plate into the garbage can. It's
mm-hmm.
what we throw away from the pantry because we don't use it, or what spoils in the
right.
back of the refrigerator. And
what I like to call the good intention grocery
exactly.
shop.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's too easy for us. So it's also easy to have a lot of waste there, too.
Yes.
You know, restaurants build in a certain portion of waste,
mm-hmm.
10-15% they
right.
expect to lose right off the top on waste. But we don't have to do that at home or in our local businesses necessarily.
Not necessarily, but again, some of that may be having conversations around expectations. Grocery stores, restaurants, all those places, we are conditioned to go in and expect that abundance. You don't want to see 10 different options on the menu. You want to see 45 on the menu,
mm-hmm.
which is great, except that means that restaurant has to keep ingredients for all 45 of those entrees. And if nobody orders that week, then, you know, how do you manage that? So it's definitely a balancing act. Some of it is consumer expectation. Some of it is just that expectation of overabundance. Some of it is the, you know, just kind of the opportunity cost of having it available, but not always needing or wanting or being able to use it in the time it was intended to be used.
Sure.
So
we're not going to solve the problem with this.
No.
This is really getting the conversation started, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We want to know if there are things that businesses are looking into doing or already doing. We want to know, there's several questions in the survey about what are your barriers? Is it regulation? Is it time? Is it staffing? Is it maybe not even understanding fully what your options are? And yeah, it'd be nice to do, but I haven't made the time in my schedule to pick up the phone and make those 7 phone calls to track down where I could send this at the end of the business day. And we want to identify what those barriers are so we can start helping people deal with those barriers. If there is a large amount of interest in Cass County, maybe we can set up something, some sort of collection system. I mean, there's, and honestly, like you said, we really don't know where this could go, because right now we're still looking for where it is and where the opportunities are. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that comes to mind when I think about what we're trying to do with this survey, is just look for opportunities.
So right now, businesses, organizations here locally, you're asking them to get involved by getting into that survey and filling out and
Absolutely.
Getting their thoughts. How do they find that?
On the Cass County Extension website, and it also went out in a news release. So the folks can find that. Again, probably the easiest way for sure, I know it's on the Cass County Extension website because I put it there. So, but hopefully we are also trying to get it emailed out to folks that our committee knows of that may have some connections to working with food. So, you know, over the next week, if you see the survey pop up in your inbox, maybe this will give you kind of an idea of what it is, where it's coming from. It's not intended to take half your day. You know, it's maybe 10 questions. A lot of them are just click any that you agree with. Like I said, several of our questions are just, what are your barriers? And are you interested in learning or doing more? Are you cool with where you're at? And if you're cool with where you're at, that's awesome. we're looking for people who feel like it's the right time for them to maybe take advantage of an opportunity, but they don't know where to start. And if they are interested in taking advantage of some sort of opportunity, then what are the barriers that are stopping them from doing that?
You bet. As we said, get the conversation started. And once you get these results in, there'll be some work done there, and then maybe follow up with some more activity there, too, that we'll see down the road.
Absolutely.
Very good. Important issue. One we don't really think about too much.
Nope.
But it is very important.
Kate,
thanks for coming in, and we appreciate you helping to spearhead this effort.
Absolutely.